Well, good morning. My bride is not with me today. We had a family gathering yesterday, which was good, but we had a three-year-old. Our great-grandson is 3 years old, and he's got autism, but he's making a lot of progress. But you ever chase a three-year-old?
Yeah.
All day long? And so between that and all the cooking and everything, when Judy came to bed last night, I can't go to church tomorrow, I'm just too tired. I said, and then the granddaughter decided to stay one more day. So that kind of sealed the deal. Instead of going back to Pensacola today, she decided to go back tomorrow. So that's good. It's good for Judy.
Yes.
And I got a man cave that I can retreat to, which I did. Travis said, can you lock the door? I said, yeah, but my door is always open, but I got a window to see who's coming. Well, it worked out pretty good. Well, welcome this morning. There's a lot of good things going on in the faith community, and we're grateful for that. I don't know if Mark and Joanne, too, is going to make it this morning or not.
They've got a sick dog.
A sick dog? Oh, I know about that. Because our granddaughter not only brought her three-year-old, she brought her dog with her, and Toby, our new Boston Terrier, was kind of taken to have a relationship with the female saucy count. I was telling Phil and Betty, but he likes her, but he don't want her messing with any of his stuff. So yesterday I looked over, and there she is at his bowl drinking his water. Well, he went around the corner, and he went beside her, and he took his nose, and he put it under her belly, and lifted her up. Dogs got personalities, too, you know. Somebody told me one time that animals got a lot of humanness in them. And I think, since we're part of the animal kingdom, I guess that's so true. But anyhow, so between an extra dog and a three-year-old, and all that cooking and eating and cleaning up last night, she just bowed out one day. So, with that, are any announcements good for the cause this morning? Don?
The time changes next week.
Does it really?
Yes. Oh,
wow. Already?
Spring ahead.
Spring ahead. That's good. I think they're going to try to change that sometime, but they've been talking about it for 100 years. But yeah, spring ahead. Thank you, because I forgot all about it. Yeah. Anyhow, talking about Joanne, too, and Mark. That group that went to see the movie Jesus Revolution, which was a great movie, a little history of the revival that took place in the late 60s, early 70s. One of the first revivals at Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky, which has now been renewed. Greg Laurie, I guess it's pronounced. I was watching him this morning on his little broadcast, and he's showing clips of the movie and all that kind of stuff. So there is a good spirit of renewal, not only in our country, but around the world. And Joanne and Mark went with us to see the movie. And I've been finding out they're very interesting people in a lot of ways, very gracious, very kind, full of the gift of God in their life and willing to share it. And I don't know where it'll go, but Mark called me. They don't call me individually. One of them calls me and puts me on speakerphone with them. So that's just the way they are. And they were saying that we had a thought that we would like to share. And I don't know if it can work out or not, but Tina and Travis are having a meeting tomorrow with the new youth pastor. But Mark and Joanne said, we are willing, because we think everybody should see this movie, no matter where they are in their walk, see this movie, and we would be willing to buy out the whole theater for a showing and tell the company, whatever, that it's from Bethel. And so you just don't never know. So we don't know if we can work it out. But I thought, well, it doesn't matter if we get it worked out or not. Just the offer, because it's probably, to buy out the whole theater is probably $1,000, I would think. You know, so they were willing to do it. Where it's going to go, I don't know. But
is it down from here?
Huh?
Is that movie down?
Oh, no.
Oh,
Oh, no, it's just, that was just the premiere showing that night. There,
anyone?
It'll be.
I don't know. When I looked, it said this coming Wednesday was the last night, but I think it may be longer.
Well, if we don't do that, you can buy a DVD of it, and we can have a movie night in the church. So either, you know, we can do it. It's, the movie's not going to go away.
That first weekend, it was number 3 across the nation.
Wow.
Wow, I can see that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, in competition with all the Bang Bang Shoot 'em up movies, yeah. That's pretty good. So, yeah. So, anyhow, keep it in prayer, and keep Tina and Travis in prayer, too, as they meet with the new district youth director and trying to establish some things with Wesley Foundation at FSU, at TCC. They got a new director at the FAMU Wesley Foundation. Well, there's just a lot of good things going on in the world. Sometimes you have a tendency to focus on all the crazy stuff, and there's a lot of that. But the Spirit of God is still at work. So.
I want to add that we probably, when Mark and Joanne and I talked to them, they wanted to do college age young adults for the movies. We probably could have filled the theater with kids that we're connected with, but we're not really connected with that group very well. So if you know anybody who is, let us know, because we're trying to reach out to the district youth guy. He's planning to reach out to Wesley at FSU and KU. But with short notice, trying to pull it all together is kind of our staff. But
and he's got,
he and I will be out of town.
Yeah, his name is Zach. And he's got some experience renting a theater. When COVID was going on, he was the youth pastor at Killarney. And they rented a theater, not for a specific movie, but they rented a theater for a movie night for the kids at Killarney. I don't know, just walking into a regular theater just sort of makes it special. So they did that. So he's got some experience organizing that kind of stuff. And a lot of good things going on in general. Any of you follow Dave Ramsey with the Financial Peace University or know of him or anything like that? He's a great ministry. We hosted a Financial Peace University at Wakena when I was at Wakena, and it's a great program for people. And in the last month or so, he started a program on for pastors to have a refresher course. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Free, that made it better. Online, you know, then I could do it at my own pace, because it is a program that works if you work it. And they're talking with the guy from Ramsey Solutions, his name is Maxwell, I think, and talking about Bethel and the area we're at, how they can help our area with anything. Prayer support is really good, and help the pastors in the area, not only me but others. And he suggested that maybe an outreach, because he's well aware of the zip code that we live in, that maybe organizing or putting on a Financial Peace University for the community. We got a lot of people that's in some financial stress and bondage, and I've experienced that in my life. I'm not healed of my financial challenges, but I don't think any of us are. Because about the time we think we got it all, the market goes boop. Anyhow, that's just the cycles of life. Anyhow, don't know where we're going to go with that, but between Mark and Joanne and maybe doing something with the movie and making Financial Peace University available to our surrounding community might be a good thing. Any other announcements good for the cause?
I've got one that's not good for the cause.
Okay, good.
As of today, I have been retired from the fire department 31 years.
Oh, my God. That's a yay!
I mean, and I only worked 29 years.
That is really good. That is really awesome.
That
yeah.
Means retired, period.
Yeah.
Travis doesn't know it, but before he can turn around, it will be that many years.
It's 10 for me, so
it goes fast when you leave.
When you have fun.
That's right.